Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance from me, Matt Brown. I'm joined today by Tony Cross, who is a market analyst at Top Trader. Good morning to you, Tony.
Morning, Matt.
How are you today,
Tony? Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Good.
Now, sorry, go on.
Sun's shining, so...
Yeah, indeed. And start of a new quarter as well.
Yeah.
So, lots going on in the markets over recent weeks, or certainly last week, kind of a lot more macro political events taking place, and the market's really at a crossroads at the moment. So, first off, though, Top Trader.
Yep.
For new viewers, can you just explain who you are and what
yep.
you do?
Yeah, so Top Trader is a it's a prop desk. If you are currently a day trader and you think you're any good, then check out the Top Trader website, toptrader.com. If it looks of interest, we're not a broker. You need to open an account through one of our panel of brokers, trade through them. We monitor your trades. Every 2 weeks, the best trader takes a $10,000 allocation of our money to trade on a prop basis, and that trader takes 25% of any upside that they make on that allocation.
Fantastic. Next allocation
is Friday.
This coming Friday.
This coming Friday, yes. So, the picture's rolling out quite nicely at the minute. And, it's got a few slides to look through as to who's been doing well and what's been driving that.
Fantastic. So let's take a look. Who's winning, who's not doing so well?
So the last allocation was a week past Friday, and that was Stephen who picked that up. And looking over the prop desk and how they've been trading for the last week, Stephen actually comes out on top. Mm-hmm. We'll look at a bit more about what he's been trading in some of the following slides. Whereas Amir, who last week was our top trader, this week is our down trader. He's been propping up a few times on the board there. He's running quite a lot of money for us. So, his positions have got the ability to flick around quite violently, depending on what's happening in the market.
Okay, well, let's take a look at a few trades that have taken place over recent weeks.
So this is one that Amir has found his way onto the board. I think this is probably the fourth week he's been on the board, twice at the bottom. Three times at the bottom now, once mm-hmm. at the top. He took out a short S&P position back end of Feb there and is still running it. Now, obviously, it was offside two consecutive weeks, but then came onside a week ago, driving him up to the top of the board. But now we've had it spin round again, and it's flat. So that's not the real headache. It's interesting he's still got that on. I think that's a sentiment that I'm picking up a lot in the in the broader media, a lot from analysts. Look, this rally cannot continue. You know, so there's one person who is putting the putting our money where the voice is, and going short S&P 500.
But so is this one of these trades? It's if not when.
I think so, yeah. And obviously,
the other way around. So it's when
not
if.
If. And the critical point being just ensuring that the margins aren't too stretched, so you're not getting stopped out. Because clearly, there's some pretty big moves on the way. If you look actually at that chart, each of these lines is showing 20 points on the S&P. So decent sized move, especially over the course of a fairly short time frame there. So certainly want to watch in the coming days and weeks.
So certainly if he keeps that position on, we have a sell-off in the S&P, could well be at the top of the league. Great stuff. Moving on.
But this is the position that Amir has been tripped up on over the last week. This big unwinding of euro dollar. Obviously those comments out of the ECB over inflation coming off, and what that means for policy tightening the dollar had a good week last week. Obviously the dollar index back above 100, but the gains weren't that stellar, but the euro really has come off those highs quite markedly. So that position was closed out on the 30th there for quite a chunky loss. So that was the line that countered the benefit we're seeing on the S&P short position.
Good. And moving on, next up.
This is Stephen Gonsalves, who won the allocation for the second time at the end of last week. And he's very, very keen on dollar Swissy. I've looked at what his trading logs. it's, you know, it's following a good pattern. And actually, on our Facebook page, it is a closed group, but you can request access to that. He's posted a trading log as to what he's looking for, what his strategy is on dollar Swissy. And I say, he, you know, that's been serving him very well, and in turn serving the prop desk very well, getting in those are each long, new fresh long positions, which he's still running. I know it's come off a little bit this morning. It's back below parity this morning, or it was there when I looked earlier. You know, if you actually want to get on to find out what the traders are thinking and what's driving their thoughts, that's now going up on the Facebook group.
And Stephen is picking just one currency pair?
Certainly over the last few weeks, he's been very much focused on dollar Swiss there.
So that can be key for traders to actually just pick a pair or pick an indice that you know, and you know the ups and downs, when to get in, when to get out.
Absolutely, because that gives you a smaller universe to follow. And I think that, you know, that's quite a key trading ethos. You can either think, I've got to be in there all the time. Oh, something's going to affect gold today. It's oil tomorrow. It's, you know, dollar Swiss the day after. It's the S&P the day after. But if you just focus on one instrument, one cross, whatever, then you can have that ability to focus, know what's going on, and ideally not get tripped up by by that sort of lower level, maybe fundamental bit of data that comes along, or a technical level that you weren't looking out for, by just focusing. And I think that is testament to the fact that if you do just focus on one thing, you can do it pretty well.
Fantastic. And if viewers want to find out more?
Yep, check out the website, toptrader.com, also on Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn.
Tony Cross, market analyst at toptrader.com. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Matt.